types of problems involved in outer space travel. Well, I'm going to try one. Why not? Let's see. Ahem. A thin rag on the draft, or threadbare scrap of fabric blown by gusts uplifted, she floats down upon the houses by her craft. Drift nearer to the earth, past blackened spires, through chimney smoke, the lighted windows of the folk attract her to the place of birth. Was the capture and release only a dream at passion's cost? Once his, now with repletion lost, the succubus takes flight in peace. Bearing his seed, she, like a mist, who through the casement launched her flight, her sex transformed, concealed by night, now male, drifts down to keep a tryst. Daughter of Eve, the target lies and frees the sleep-born amorous thought. So she, by incubus, is caught, his ready and receptive prize. It was a dream, or was it not? The handsome visitor is gone, and open to the blear-eyed dawn, the casement keeps the secret sought. Then, soon, the brokered child is born of mortal man's collected seed, of mortal woman's fallow need, and yet of mortal fate forlorn. For stealing in, 3/4 of the year now past, the natal day, the same thief reaves the babe away, and with the infant vaults above, but leaves behind and in that place a substitute child, fair to view, yet not of Adam's line, but new, a changeling, born not of the race.
They say I'm mad. He's mad, he's mad.
The man is mad.
Monte, yes, fearless leader. Bring the ashes from the crematorium. Pour the hot water over it. Aha! Instant Fipo!
Boy, is he nuts.
They said it couldn't be done. They tried to tell me it couldn't be done. They were right. It can't be done. Avoid this man. They got to drop the net over him. Oh, loony! See, I told you it wouldn't hurt there.
What we've got here is a failure to communicate.
It's on Valencia Radio. Monday. 6 to 8.
Kneel before Zod.
Yeah.
Nose Hair Lakeland with Karen Carpenter and Dr. Fiasco. Wednesdays from 10 p.m. to midnight on Radio
Smelly Kelly from Red Meat. And when I'm in San Francisco, and that's all the fucking time, I listen to Radio Valencia because they play that good roots shit. God bless you. Take care. Say hello to the children.
I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you fire.
You know. 18, my mom, my wife, our six kids and me moved into a nice used double wide. It was blue and white, about 100 feet long, with tires on the roof, flamingos on the lawn, and genuine simulated wood paneling on the inside. Now when you move into a trailer park, you hear odd things when it gets dark. Hollering, screaming, cursing, ain't nothing weird. But one night I heard a really strange noise, so I crept down the hall to check on the boys. And what I seen done scared me something fierce. Well, there on the Naugahyde couch, he sat a shadowy figure in a Mack truck hat. It was a ghost, and he was drinking all my beer. Wearing no sheet, just a pair of jeans, an old white beater with greasy stains. I screamed like a girl and he just disappeared. There's a ghost in the trailer, we got a haunted mobile home. And that redneck apparition will not leave us alone. He got a chain on his wallet and he's rattling it loud. There's a ghost in the trailer, look out! Tore in the bedroom and slammed the door shut. Pretty soon the sun came up. I told my wife what happened, but she just shook her head. And I'll tell the truth, I'd had a drink or three, and the stress at my job been getting to me. But just to be safe, I put a gun rack over the bed. Well, a neighbor stopped by later that day. He said the previous tenant had passed away. He was killed working on a Camaro out in the front yard. The hood fell and gave his head a smack. He died, but they say he still comes back. And when the moon is full, he tries to start that car. Well, that same night, about 9:45, we was watching Dukes of Hazzard on TNN, and we heard a blood-curdling scream coming from the lawn. We ran out to that trailer lot, and that Camaro was levitating right off the blocks of that ghost in the driver's seat, yelling, "Yee-haw!" There's a ghost in the trailer, we got a haunted mobile home. And that redneck apparition will not leave us alone. He got Skinner on the radio and he cranked it up real loud. There's a ghost in the trailer, look out! Well, things got bad and soon got worse. We were stuck with his paranormal curse. He'd wake us up at night yelling, "Boo, y'all!" Moved things around to cause a scare. Made a tin of skulls float through the air. We could hear footsteps line dancing down the hall. Well, I called the cops and they just laughed. Then a friend at work found an online chat, told us about a site called TrailerGhost.com. There were stories and tips, all kinds of advice. I'm telling you, that website saved our lives. We sent that ghost back into the great beyond. But listen to me, don't make no mistake. If you feel your trailer start to shake, run to the window and take a look outside. And if there's no tornado to be found and you start to hear a strange moaning sound, you might have a ghost up in your double wide. There's a ghost in your trailer, you got a haunted mobile home. And that redneck apparition will not leave you alone. If the walls commence to move in and blood starts dripping out, you got a ghost in your trailer. Look out!
Un gran rey que tenía muchas tierras, un castillo y también un amor. Pero los caprichos de ese amor, con el tiempo sin castillo y sin tierras lo dejó. Hoy el rey no puede ser feliz porque no tiene ni castillo ni amor. Hoy el rey no puede ser feliz porque no tiene ya su amor. Yo también contigo fui feliz, mi amor y mi dinero te di. Y hoy pobre y solo lloro por ti. Puede ser feliz porque no tiene ni castillo ni amor. Hoy el rey no puede ser feliz porque no tiene ya su amor. Hubo una vez vez un gran rey que tenía muchas tierras, un castillo y también un amor. Pero los caprichos de ese amor, con el tiempo sin castillo y sin tierras lo dejó. Oye, el rey no puede ser feliz porque no tiene ni castillo ni amor. Oye, el rey no puede ser feliz porque no tiene ya su amor. Yo también contigo fui feliz, mi amor y mi dinero te di. Porque no tiene ni castillo ni amor. Oye, el rey no puede ser feliz porque no tiene ya su amor. Oye, el rey no puede ser feliz porque no tiene ni castillo ni amor. Oye, el rey no puede ser feliz porque no tiene ya su amor.
What you doing?
Hey, chicken. I'm just listening to this hot new radio station out of the Mission.
Wow, what's it called?
It's called Radio Valencia.
Cool. Well, how are we listening to this?
I'm listening to it on the internet.
The internet?
The internet!
You can listen to radio stations on the internet?
You can listen to radio stations on the radio or on the internet.
Wow, how do we listen to it on the radio?
On the radio dial?
Yeah.
It's 87.7 on your FM dial.
And
or RadioValencia.fm on your internet dial.
Wow, do you like the Ramones?
I love the Ramones, chicken, because you told me to.
Yeah.
Someday
I've already said that about 12 times.
I will wait and wait and wait and wait and wait and wait.
Thank you.
Maurice Tanny from 77 El Diora, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
Try to imagine all life as you know it stopping instantaneously and every molecule in your body exploding at the speed of light.
Total protonic reversal. Protonic reversal.
Protonic reversal.
With Conan Neutron.
If you're looking for the very best in post-punk, punk rock, and indie rock that doesn't forget to, you know, actually rock, tune in to Protonic Reversal every Thursday morning, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Radio Valencia. I talk to interesting guest musicians, play rad tunes, and we have more than a few laughs.
You know, I kind of know the sound man for Rob Zombie.
We get awesome, get deep, and we never forget to raise our fists up.
Wish you good morning, good morning today. I love you, my darling, all of the way. I know you are wondering, should you stay or go? I want you, my darling.
Monster Man, Monster Man, Monster Man.
touching these fucking bags, I'll cut their fucking head off with a fucking axe. I'll fucking piss on.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. That didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled in my closet, threw my clothes and found my cleanest dirty shirt. Then I washed my face and combed my hair and stumbled down the stairs to meet the day. I'd smoked my mind the night before with cigarettes.